U.S. airlines are being told to step up security in light of new warnings about the possibility of more terrorist attacks by Al-Qaeda, both here in the United States and overseas. With the second anniversary of the September 11th attacks approaching, authorities say they have received indications pointing to threats of more suicide hijackings around the world. A U.S. official tells VOA this intelligence suggests Al-Qaeda may be plotting to hijack commercial airliners in the United States, as well as in Italy and Australia, in the days leading up to the September 11th anniversary.
Al-Qaeda continues to want to harm America.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan warning that even though some high-level Al-Qaeda members are now in custody, the war on terrorism is far from over.
The Department of Homeland Security did issue an advisory over the weekend to airlines and security personnel. Based on some intelligence received about Al-Qaeda's continued interest in commercial aviation in America and abroad.
John Pike is director of globalsecurity.org.
I think that anybody who's flown on an airplane since September 11th knows that the security, while better, is not perfect. And you have to be concerned that they're just going to try to grab some more airplanes.
U.S. officials say the credibility of the intelligence is still being assessed and that the threats are not specific to targets or plots. There has often been an upsurge in intelligence indicating possible terrorist activity around important national events like anniversaries and holidays, and September 11th would be no exception.
September 11th was the greatest single terrorist act in recorded history. Obviously, Al-Qaeda is going to want to do something even more spectacular.
But at this point, authorities are not planning to raise the national terrorist threat level from elevated where it stands now to high. Nick Simeon, VOA News in Washington.